Okay, so we're in Siman Resh Ayin Vav. The Sif Aleph is somewhat of a repeat. I think we're just going to skip Sif Aleph, which is when you skip a word, so you could place the word on top. And as we head to Sif Beis, so I think that's page one of the source list, I think, right? Yeah, so... So there, if you look in the Torah, so the Torah says that Afal Pisha Omer Bitchila Ksivas HaSefer Shekosvu L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. Right, this is what the Torah says, that even though when you started writing the Sefer Torah, that you said that this is being written L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, B'chol Pam Shekosiv Shem Tzarech Lachshov Shekosiv L'Shem Kedusha Shemayim. That every time that you write a name of Hashem, so you have to have machshavi, you have to think shekosiv l'shem kedushas Hashem, that you're writing it for it the kedushas Hashem. V'imlo asa kein pasul, and if you don't do that, so then it's going to be pasul. So if right away you could see that there's a little bit of a potential inconsistency here, right? That the Torah begins by saying that you said in the beginning when you started writing that this is l'shem sefer Torah. And then every time you get to the Shem Hashem, you have to think, you have to have the machshava that this is l'shem, that this is for the purpose of writing the Shem Hashem. So that's right. Why does one the Torah use the language of you need to say, and the other one he uses the language of you need to think, particularly because his father in the rush on Hilchos Sefer Torah, so the father seems to say speaking in both occasions. So if you look in the Beis Yosef, where is this coming from? So it's not actually coming, it's not a stated halacha, rather it's being learnt out from a story that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Gittin. That there's the story, this person came in front of Rabbi Ami. He says the askaros, meaning the shemus of Hashem, I did not write with lishma. I did not write whatever that means, for the sake of writing the names. So Armin and Shakol Sefer Torah she'ein askar shalok suvim lishman eino shava klum. So they say that any Sefer Torah where the askaros, the main names of Hashem were not written lishma, is not worth anything. Umasik hasam de'ein lo takana be'avaras kolmus al askaros lishman. And they also conclude there that there's no way of fixing it by removing by passing the kolmos by writing over them. I mean, you can't just write over the shameless of Hashem and say, oh, now I'm writing it l'shma. Essentially, there's no way of fixing it because you can't erase it because it's the shame Hashem. And you can't rewrite it. You can't write over it because that's not going to work. So, and then the Beis Yosef just makes a comment here about this idea that you need to think about it. So this idea of lachshov, hu lashon harash behilchos sefer Torah, actually, it's not in our edition, I think. Hold on. Right. So, in our, we'll put this on the source sheet. So in the rush, so in the back of the Maseches Vachim and Menachos, where these halachos are. So the first section of halachos from the rush is Hilchos Sefer Torah, and there Dalet, which is what the Torah is quoting from, is actually. V'chein k'shemaschel lichtov sefer Torah, yomar. Oh, actually, that part is yomar. Sefer Torah is ani kosiv l'shem kedushas Torah Hashem. On the b'shas k'sivas haskaros. Oh, okay, he's right. Tzarech sheyachshov l'shem kedushas Hashem. You have to think about it. That this is for the shemus of Hashem. Okay, so the Torah is not on his own. The Torah is really just getting this from the Rush that the starting point is to say it out loud, and beyond that is to think about it. And now the Beis Yosef says Vafal Gavda Rush Rabbeinu Kasfu Tzarech Lachshov Nir Medivei Rush Sham Delusa Gib Machshava B'Tzarech Lahotzi B'Sfasav that it seems from the words of the Rush that's really not enough to think it. Rather, you really have to say it. That's what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef is no, it's not true. That you need to say it. You need to state it in both occurrences. So there is, if you go to page number two. So Rav Chaim has, in Rav Chaim al Rambam, so he has a development of this idea. So the Rambam, so the Rambam appears, Parak Al Falacha Tesvav, so therefore that's where the Rav Chaim appears, where there it says, Akosu Sefer Torah, Tfilin Mezuzah, V'shask Siva, Lo'ay Salo Kavan, V'chasav Askar, Min Askaros Shebehen, Shelo Yishman, it's going to be puzzle.
Where
So I just that's just what the Rambam, I'm just reading what the Rambam said. It's not on the page, but on the page that we have, the that I put on. So if you look at the top left paragraph, so that's where it discusses the shita of the tour. So just to set the stage as to what he's dealing with, there seems to be a sugi that seems to go against this. I mean that where it says there, Sefer Torah shekasfu nachri, that this is not on the page. I'm just reading it from before. The Gemara says Maseches Gittin that a Sefer Torah that a non-Jew wrote. So there's a machlokas about it, and one of the brisa, one of the opinions is that you could read it. And there the sugya says because you don't require ksiva lishma, and the Gemara there asks that. But wait a second, the names of Hashem are required to be lishma, but yet we don't velo matzinu bazeh shum plukt, and we don't find an argument. So how could it be a kasher sefer Torah that the non-Jew wrote if he's missing the names of Hashem being lishma? That's the question that that Rav Chaim is trying to deal with. So Rav Chaim suggests here, on, and here's the paragraph where we are. Achein near the ikur din zeb machlokas shano v'sugya misyasheves divrei hakol. Right, dinei hatur, and the tour is the easier side of the two, and that's what we're working on here. The tour in Yerodeya, Reishai and Dalid writes. This is the previous tzarich sheyomar hasofer, because we had this halacha already. Sheyomar sofer sheyaskel liktov sefer ze ani kosiv l'shem kedusha sefer Torah v'milo asa kein. Puzzle it. The sofer actually has to say out loud that the that I'm writing this L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, and if he doesn't do that, it's a puzzle Sefer Torah. And then two sifim later, this is our statement in the Torah, V'sif Reish Ayin Vav Kasav, Afal Pisha Omer B'tchilas Sefer Torah L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah B'chol Pam Shekosev Shem Tzarech Lachshov Shekosev L'shem Kedusha Sashem. Right, so Rav Chai Ukvar Hikshu, the Maishna Kavanas Kedushas Askaros, the Sagi B'machshava L'chud, Midin Kavanas Ksiva Shel Sefer Torah, Kol Sefer Torah, the Tzarech Dafka Sheyomar, V'lo Sagi B'machshava Bilvad. He says, why is it enough for the Shemus of Hashem, for the name of Hashem, to have the Machshava, to think about it, while when you want to write the Sefer Torah, you actually need to say it? So I am Beveis Yosef Uvitas. We saw the Beveis Yosef. The Beveis Yosef says, it's not true, right? That's not what the Torah meant to say. The Torah meant to say, say it, right? He didn't, it's not what he, right? He needed to, right? He just pretty much rejects that position that's what the Torah meant. But he says, according to what we've said, in this for the previous four pages, right? This is what the Torah means. The Shine Din Lishman Shel Stam, Dehu Din Kavano Umachshava Nosefes Shel Lishman. That the idea of writing Stam, Sefer Torah Mezuzahs, right, is a din of having kavana umachshava beyond an additional idea of lishma. That he learns out from the dinim of pigel. I'm not sure which din of pigel he's referring to. That somehow there you actually need to say it. That requires a higher degree of kavana, which requires an amira, a statement of this is what I'm doing now, as opposed to Masha Einkein Inyan Din Kavana Hamichedes B'Ksivas Askaros V'Kedusha San Duhu Rak SheYichtavam B'Toras Hashem. He says, however, the kavana that you need for writing the name is just that you have to recognize that you're writing the shame. V'Shu Maisa V'Yiduaso Mechuvanim Shekosivas Hashem, that your actions have to reflect the idea that you're writing the name of Hashem. And that means that you recognize what you're doing, which is writing the name. And not this extra idea of kavana. So therefore, machshava by itself would work with the name of Hashem. So what does it sound like? It almost sounds like you need a lesser degree of kavana for writing the name of Hashem than you do for writing the Sefer Torah. However, then you stop and you realize, no. The entire Sefer Torah is being built with that premise of that you're writing it L'Shem Sefer Torah. So what if you don't know what the words mean? So you don't know what the words mean? There's no halacha that you know what the words mean, right? There's no Rashi on the bottom of a Sefer Torah, right? You might not know what a lot of the words mean, and there are actually words that nobody knows what they mean exactly, right? But the Shem Hashem, you have that, plus that you have to realize that you're writing the shame of Hashem. You have to realize that you're writing Hashem's name. But that doesn't require a mira, a statement. That just requires a yediyah, a recognition. Harei lehedya kedas hatur, the gamelian hechshir ksivas haskaros yisod din kavana samhu rak sheyichtavim b'toras Hashem. Right, that your kavana is that I'm writing this Hashem. However, the smag and the sefer trumos, so they're going to require bifiv. They're going to require that you say it out loud. So at least the Sir of Chaim here defends the position of the tour. However, I don't think in Shulchan Aruch we paskin like the tour. Right, in the Shulchan Aruch itself. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Meishayin Vav Sif Beis. If you wanna now, is that what I have on page 3 or page 3 is the tour? I don't remember. Okay, so page 4 of the source sheet, right? So there, what is it in Sif Beis?
Okay, we got a
base on the 4th. Yeah. So afal pi she'omer shame mi hashemos she'in an mchakim tzarech lomar shekosiv l'shem kedushas hashem v'imlo asakein pasul. That you need to say every time that you're stating the name of Hashem that this is the shame of Hashem, and if you don't do so then it is pasul. And he writes, so it's not surprising that the Beis Yosef would say it. That's what the Beis Yosef suggested. However, Rav Chaim is coming and defending the shita of the Tur, potentially also the shita of the Rambam. I don't recall. I'm not sure about the shita of the Rambam, but at least saving the shita of the. Of the tour, pointing out that there's two different types of kavana that he would be referring to. Now the Rama adds in here, kasav shem elukim achirim l'shem kedusha einu pasul, the havi kemakdish pali mumin lemizbeach the einan kedoshim. It's an interesting idea. Where is he getting this from? So that Rama is quoting. If we go back to page 3 now. Right, so that Rama appears in Beis, the top left of the Beis Yosef here, right, where he quotes from the Rashbats, I guess, the Rav Shimon Bar Tzemach, She'im kasav shem elokim achirim l'shem kedushas Hashem ein bekach klum. That if you write, what about if you write other names of Hashem, thinking that this is the name of Hashem, and sometimes there's actually a machlokas, which we'll probably get to this evening, about whether something is the shame of Hashem or not the shame of Hashem. So you make a mistake. So says the Rash Beitz, that don't worry about that, because that's as if you're being makdish bali mumin de lo chala aleihem kedusha. That you're being makdish a bal mum. Because it's not really the shame of Hashem. So Kedusha isn't chal on a balmum. But we learn from there that you do need to write it for the purpose of the shame. Plus, if that wasn't the case, so then why would there even be a discussion about this in the first place? Okay, so that's what the Rama is quoting here at the end of Sif Beis, that when you're writing if you get it wrong, it says don't worry about that. If it's not the shame of Hashem, anyways, it's not going to passel anything. It's just being makadish. It's just saying something is kadosh when it really is not.
Sign of saying
right, so the real minhag of what people do today is to just say that I'm not sure. Is to say that it is subject to dispute. Right, yikadish hashem al tanai machmas asafek. That or and to even say that out loud and different different tikkunim have different positions as to what is the shame of Hashem and what isn't, and what could be and what isn't, etc. There is here, so as you could see throughout this sif, the Piskei Tshuvas are pretty large, but so I tried to just pick out a few, not that I necessarily read through all of them and decided which ones were the best ones, but I read through some. Some I wanted to try to get in, and some maybe not as much. So if we look at here at Sif Aleph, so he has a discussion here about the Shemos of Hashem. So you see there's brackets about, I mean, the Aleph Pisrei Tshuva is pretty long. If you're looking at the classic edition, so we're at the bottom of the last of the skinny lines, which is about seven lines down. Probably in a standard, it's probably about, I would say, a fifth of the way through. There's brackets that begin with the word Va'ayin B'Torah Schemdas Shlomo, and then right after the brackets, it begins with Va'ayin B'Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, right? I don't know, Joel and Sheldon, you guys are on it? Okay, so...
That's out of my
theory. Yeah. So,
the
what?
I said the print's a little small, but I'm expanding it.
Oh, you're looking at the computer. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. It should be able to expand pretty well. So there, the Shvus Yaakov says, "Inyan sham yizbachu l'shedim lo elo." So aleph lamed hey, which is Eloha. So what is that? So that's a pasuk in Hazinu. That's if you see. I wrote it out on the side there, right? So it's Devarim Lamed Beis Yud Zayin. So what's the pasuk about? So the pasuk there says Yizbechu L'Sheidim Lo Eloha. So it's translated here in the Art Scroll Chumash as they would slaughter to demons without power, right? Elohim Lo Yedaum, right? But you could also read it as Yizbechu L'Sheidim Lo Eloha, right? They slaughter to demons, and not God, right? You can read it as question here is, so kasav v'pshitus shehashem hazeh hu chol, right? So Shus Yaakov says this name is probably. Is probably not a kadosh name, right? It's a v'chein kasev sefer minchas shai. So Achim b'tshuva zichron Yosef Chalak argues on this, right? Chalak or Chaim Simon Tesvav kasev shehu kodesh, right? That it is kodesh. So that's the machlokas. So then skip the parentheses, and right after the parentheses it says, "Ul'inyan imta ha-sofer v'hosif yud." Now what happens if the sofer messes up and adds a yud on, right? So you normally it's Elohai, right? Aleph lamed hey yud, and here it's Eloha or Elohai also, but without a yud at the end. So what happens if you added on a yud? Lebasof shekasev Elohai. So kasav b'tshuva shvus Yaakov sham da'af shekidshu ha-sofer. So even though the sofer pronounced it in the beginning, that these are going to be kadosh, so reshai lemachko, it is permitted to erase that, de'acharei de'hashem zehu chol. Because after all, even though he declared it as the Shem Hashem, it's not the Shem Hashem. So, right, it's a chol. So, havi kamakdish balmum, and therefore it's as if he was mekadishi balmum. So, ayin sham barichas, and you could see the Shvus Yaakov where he discusses this at length. And then he continues on, va'ayin b'tshuvas bigde kahuna, I don't know what that is, chelik yoredeyasim tes, right, shenishal inyan zeh hasofer shetav v'chasav yizvachu l'sheidim lo elo hai, right, the same thing, im yud, with a yud, im mutter limchok, so Hayud, the chas of the Afshemi Iker Nirakidas Shvus Yaakov, that even though he thought to agree with the Shvus Yaakov, the Shem Zehu Chol, that this name is really Chol, Mikol Makom Ein Lahakel B'Safik Isur Doraisa. He says, well, what happens if you're wrong, right? If you're wrong, so then you're erasing the name of Hashem, which he suggests is an Isur Doraisa. Is it really unclear, right? Limchol Kashem Azeh Kulo O Miksaso Va'Al Sheish Lismoch Bazeh. Al minoga sofrim liktor hashem uldavik haklaf mi bachutz. So what he suggests is to sort of grind. I think what he means is grind off the klaf somehow, separate the yud or try to get it off. I guess like cut it off the klaf, so to speak, and put it someplace else. Aval in kosvin hashem al liktor hashem uldavik haklaf mi bachutz. Aval in kosvin hashem al oso klaf. V'lachein yiktor al es Ricky. Yiktor es tevas Elohai v'lignazov yidavik klaf. Okay, I'm not sure what he's getting into. V'lachein yiktor es tevas Elohai v'lignazov yidavik klaf v'lachutz v'yigur milfun of tevas yizvachu l'shedim. Okay, I'm not sure what his Eitza here is. I lost it. Ricky, you gotta stop it. Why don't you take that and go someplace else? Okay. Fine. So that is the issue there with the yud. In Beis he suggests that maybe it's only the Shem Havaya, the Yudke Vavke, that has that issue, but maybe other letters don't. So we maybe would rely on that in Bidyevit situations.
So if he accidentally wrote God's name, he can erase the yud?
No, in that scenario, right? I don't think it's erasing. I think it is cutting off. I think it is you're gonna sort of carve it out of the klaf. I think that's what he's. I think that ultimately they come up with a heter. I mean, the first opinion was that yes, you could do that, but the whole thing is not right. It's not Shem Hashem at all. And even if you say that it does, so that's he's concerned that if you get that wrong, so you're violating the Yisur Doraisa. So he suggests, well, if you just can scrape off the yud but maintain it, I guess not erase the letter, but maintain the letter, but just remove it, maybe that would be better. Okay, I don't think that was the one I wanted to do. Okay, so let's continue on. Let's try to catch a few of these dinim here. Let's see what we can pick up. So first of all, Siv Gimel. So Keshekosi Vashem Afilu Melch Yisrael Shol B'Shlomo Lo Yeshivenu. That when you're writing the Shem of Hashem, so even if the Melch Yisrael asks how you're doing, you shouldn't answer. You shouldn't answer to him. Vim Hayakosev Shneish. Period. So what is that halacha? So just the Shach adds in. He says, yeah, that's if it's a Melch Yisrael. About Melch Umasa Olam Posek. He says, if it's a non-Jewish king, you better stop. As we see by Tefila, the same halacha applies in Tefila in Or Chaim. That with a Jewish king, so we assume he'll understand that you're in the middle of Shemone Esrei and wouldn't interrupt yourself, but a non-Jewish king may not understand that you might be putting yourself into sakana if you don't answer. He says, however, if you're writing two names one after another, it is permissible to separate to stop in between them, right? So as it says, Hashem Elokeinu. So then says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to divide that up. Right? You should go back and say again, or at least according to the Torah, think again that, oh, I'm writing another of the Shem Hashem. Now, that is an interesting halacha. I didn't see if anybody disagrees with that or not, just because when you have names of Hashem back to back, right, the term of Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu, means something a little different, right? All these names, why does Hashem have so many different names? They all mean different things. So even the name Hashem Elokeinu, when they're together, right, which as it appears most often in Perek Beis of Bereishis, right, Perek Alpha Bereishis is all Elokeinu, Perek Beis is all Hashem Elokeinu, and then it goes back in Perek Gimel to being Elokeinu, what?
Hashem Elokim.
Hashem Elokim, right. Right, Elokim. Right, Hashem Elokim, so that has a meaning there. But still, nevertheless, they're considered separate names to the point that you can interrupt between them. Sif Dalid here. So Kishatovel Hakomus Lichtov Hashem Lo Yarchil Miyad Hashem Lichtov Shema Yalav Ribui Dio Velo Yatsa Kasov Miyushar. That when you first dip the quill in the ink, so you shouldn't right away write a Shem of Hashem, because that it might not come off so evenly and so nicely. So better to write something else first. Rather, you should have him find a different letter to write first, and then from there, and there you'll begin to write. Sometimes you're stuck, right? Sometimes you get up to the name of Hashem, and that's what you need to get ink for. So the Shulchan Aruch takes this pretty seriously, right? Says the Rama, "Vim lo asa kein yichafis achar os shetzricha diyo v'malena." You should look for a different letter that may not be so nicely done yet, and there you'll write the name of Hashem. Now, in a Sefer Torah, it's not so difficult to find another letter, right? You could write later, but when you're writing a mezuzah or a tefillin, right? So you got to write in order. So you can't just, I'll skip this and come back to it, right? You gotta, he says the Rama, you gotta find something else. I think the Shach makes that comment. Yeah, right. Mashma says the Shach, the lichtuv mikodem osacheres shel chol al izad davar acher aser. But to say, oh well, how about I'll just write it on something else? Meaning I'll have my piece of scrap paper next to me, and that's what I'll write on. So says the Shach, that's aser. Why? The kevin shadiozu muchenes l'shem in lichtuv badavar. That because this ink that you've picked up, it's set aside for the shame of Hashem, so you're not allowed to write a davar shalchol. Meaning you could write another letter, so to speak, that's like preparing for the shame Hashem, but you can't write a davar shalchol with that, so therefore just putting it on scrap paper, says the Shach, that would not be okay. Apparently there was a thing, Sif Hey, about Kasav Asgaros Bidio, the Zarak Alehem Zahav Pasel, to write the names of Hashem with ink and then to sprinkle some kind of gold on it, that would pasel the Sefer Torah.
Oh,
I don't know where that's a thing. I don't know where that came from.
I've seen that in Christian manuscripts, that they would encode the name of God in gold.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I mean, the Gemara itself already talks about this. This is a quote from the Gemara. What? Right. Okay. But at least maybe there's some kind of source along the. Apparently, it was a thing that people did because they were not happy about it. Right. They specifically prohibited doing it. So that is the. So that's not allowed. The Shach adds in, however, the Shach, oh, that's Zion, that's no wonder. Kasav Askaros, so Kasav Eiturei Zav, so this is Shach Vav, Dafka Askaros, that's specifically the names of Hashem, but it sounds like the rest of the Sefer Torah, it would be okay. Afal pisha in kosvin ela bidio shachor velo b'shum davar acher mikomakom im kasav bidio v'zark alazav kasher. Right. So suggests the turizav. Well, the Shulchan Aruch only seems to quote it, and the Gemara only seems to quote it with regards to the shame of Hashem. Right. It sounds like by other letters it would be okay. Right, so the Shach says, "Well, not so fast." Right? That's not the way I read it. The kivan the taima de zarak alehazav pasul mishum the kasava elyon ksav umevata letachton. He says, "No, no, no. The problem is that by putting something on top of it, you are nullifying that which is under it." As we see in the Beis Yosef, imkain mali askaros oshar sefer Torah. But if so, then what difference does it make that it's a name of Hashem or any other letter of the Sefer Torah? He says, no, el lahachi nakar askaros, plus in other places, the Shama covers the Sefer Torah, yesh lo tichun. You could fix it. The mechika, right? You can erase it, or you can get it off, right? Vegreda, or scrape it off. Excuse me. Okay. So Rashi Enkin Baskaras is supposed to the name of Hashem, the puzzle. Below Mahani Tikkun, therefore you wouldn't be able to fix it. Shere Asul Lamachobus, you're not allowed to you wouldn't be allowed to erase anything. So this gold that's on top, although it would puzzle the shameless of Hashem, it would puzzle the Sefer Torah, it would still be considered kadosh to the point that you would not be permitted to erase it off of the Sefer Torah, as that would be a problem of erasing the name of Hashem. Now there is a Piskei Tshuva here that quotes an interesting thing from the Nod de Yehuda, also like a historical thing. Yeah, I am a Tshuva's Nod de Yehuda. This is Piskei Tshuva Vav at the bottom, where he says b'shem shechatzvuhu al ha'aron hakodesh, that they would scrape onto the Aron Hakodesh, or engrave in the Aron HaKodesh, imutr letzafos otobizav. Are they allowed to put gold there, right? Like on those massive Aseres HaDibros that we have in our shul in the basement, right? So, right? So is there like something wrong with making that gold? Olo, mishum mechikas Hashem, v'kasav, da'af shekas, because by doing so, you had it engraved, and now you're erasing it by putting the gold on top. So even though the Nod de Yehuda, v'af shekasav ha... Nimuke Yosef Behilchos Sefer Torah Dim Zarak Zahav Al Hashemo Shenichtvu Bidyo Pasol, that even though the Nimuke Yosef sorry. Okay, I think calm has been restored, each to their corners. That even though he seems to have a problem with the Nemuke Yosef, Shenichtvu B'Dio Pasol D'Chasav Elyon, Ksav Umavata Tachtum, because whatever's on top would nullify what's underneath, because it's like erasing it, meaning the top is kind of erasing the bottom. So if you have a name of Hashem and then you put gold paint on it, you're in effect erasing what's under it. Vimkem Benino Didon Yesh Lesor Mikomokam Yesh Lachalik, says the Nod of Yehuda, you could distinguish the Hasam Nech of Hashem Bidiyo, because there the Nemuke Yosef is talking about writing the name of Hashem with ink, like Kedino, like the halacha is, via Bikdusha Soin, which has Kedusha, via De Hazav Posel Es Hashem, and by putting the gold on top, you're posseling the name, Mikdusha So. The halacha he lichtuv Bidiyo, because the halacha is to write with ink, Havi Zem Mochik, Aval Kesheya Mitchila Bitseva Acher, but if it always was in a different color, or dug out, Afshem Chapa Alav Zav, Ein Zem Mochik, that's not considered erasing. Demai chiluk bein seva edom liyarok. What's the difference whether it's red or whether it's green or gold? Yarok mean different things in halacha language. V'lachein b'nidu didan ein shum chashash. We're not going to have a problem with it. Yeah.
That would have been an issue with like illustrated manuscripts and stuff, which they were doing.
That what?
They would do a fancy Bible.
Right.
They would put colors in.
So
he's saying you're allowed to do that.
Well, he's talking about a decoration, like something on top of the Aron. But if it's not, doesn't have Kedusha anyway, so it sounds like, so it says Nod Yehuda, that would be okay. Yeah.
That's what it seems.
Yes. Yes, this is...
started with the first letter of, like, each chapter... Would have a big letter with decorations, right, to make it more appealing to the eye. Basically,
yeah.
That's the reason why.
Yeah. Well, here, I mean, that's something else. That's still a single letter. Meaning here, he's complaining about that. Possibly or the questioner is asking that you're putting something on top of a letter. Is that perhaps erasing what's underneath the letter? What's underneath it? So Nebu says no. If it doesn't have inherent kedusha, inherent sanctity on its own, so we don't have to worry about that. Okay, Vav talks about if you forget to write the name of Hashem, right? So there's different. It's a different halacha than other words that one forgot. We had this also already in Zion. Mutter lichtuv Hashem al-makum ha-mechak v'al-makum ha-grad. You're allowed to write it over a spot that was once erased. Sifches tzarek shu kol osios Hashem b'toch hadaf v'lo yatsa mehem klal chutz ladaf. That all the names of Hashem have to be within the boundaries. None of them can extend outwards, like we saw last week, or like some in our Sefer Torah, that they go out a little bit. So outside of the boundary... So with the shame of Hashem, you're not allowed to do that. Now, I'm not sure to what extent you're not allowed to do that. I mean, not at all. It has to be totally in. I'm not sure. The Pisrei Tshuva, for instance, in Ches, says, Ayin b'tshuvos mi'il tzedaka simin chaftes shekasav d'shem shechetziv al hamatlis v'chetziv al hayiria, that if half of it is on a matlis, meaning on a patch, and half of it is on the parchment itself, that's worse than having it outside the shita, than having it outside the boundaries, outside the lines, which implies that it's okay, maybe under some circumstances, to have it outside the boundaries a little bit. I'm not sure what's meant by the boundaries there.
Question about the dipping the pen. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So it seems like you're going to have Hashem in mind, and then you dip the pen, and therefore you can't use it to write on another piece of paper.
Right.
Or does it mean that if you dip it first, and then you want it, See, to me, you want to be able to dip the pen, clean it off the tip, whatever, and then have a mind about Hashem Hashem.
Right. That would assume that would help matters. Yeah. I mean, it's quoted from the Maseches Sofrim. Right, so Maseches Sofrim, Pirush Rashi Zar, Halavlar, Shalol Yichtov, Ad Hashem, Vyitbol, Akomos, El Yaniach, Os Achas, Milichtov, Kodom Hashem, Osa, Os Yachel, Lichtov, Velo Yachel, Hashem, Shem Yeshrov, Dio, Al Komos, Fine, Matsasi, Kasuv, Im, Loin Yach, Os Lifan, Yesh, Shum, Os, Tzvich, Dio, Yelena, Chosu, Es Hashem. Yeah. I'm not sure how to do that. Unless he's saying you should always have a letter before you get to the name of Hashem. Right? Yeah. So let's say you don't. So then by definition, you have a technical problem of, okay, now I need to write it. So now I'm going to put it down and start writing the name of Hashem. Wait, no, that's a problem. So now I'm going to find something else to do with it. So... Why? What's the problem then of saying, okay, fine, I didn't have kavana yet until I put pen to paper. I'm not sure.
Abba.
What? What? Yeah. Okay.
I want.
It's saying that you have to, when you already have the kavana, then you can't do it, but you never want to
know. Yeah. What? Yeah, I will. When we're done with this, okay? All right, so, what else do we got here? So Sif tests here. So, as we saw, Asur Limchok Afilu Os Achas Mishiva Shemus. You're not allowed to erase even one letter from the seven names. She'ina Nimchakim Veloma Osios Hanitfalos Me'achareihem. And also not the sort of secondary letters that come afterwards, right? If it says Elokeichem, so the Chaf Mem at the end is considered part of the Shem of Hashem. Oh, Kigon, for example, the Chaf Shel Elokecha, or the Chaf Mem of Elokeichem. Right, ve'elu hashiva shemos, shem havaya, v'shem adnus, v'kel eloka elokim shaddai tzvaos. V'yesh gorsim gamkein aleph hey yud hey, that's a reference to the name of Hashem as well. So all of those would be considered shemos of Hashem, both the name itself as well as the prefix or suffix would be a concern as well. So now if we take the pisk, so I saw an interesting piske tshuva here. He says in Sif Tes, Asur Limchok, so I am a sefer mishas chachamim reish Yeah, all right. Let's sign the sefer Mishnas Chachamim. Shenistapik b'misha hayat zarech lichtov shem katan, the chasav shem gadol, that he needed to write a small name and he writes a large name. Kagon shayat zarech lichtov yud k, right? O aleph lamid, the chasav yud hey vav hey or elokim, right? He wanted to write yud hey and said he wasn't things. So he just finished up and wrote yud hey vav hey, right? Or aleph lamid and wrote elokim. Okay, the chamokin bahosif v'ksav osios hanitpalim b'makom she'eno tzarech, or he wrote names like Elokeichem when he didn't need to. So he yachol limchok v'lasos mishem gadol shem katan. So is there a heter to erase and make from a large, turn a large name into a small name? V'harich bazeh, this is the Mishnas Chachamim, and he wrote a length about this, v'hevi smuchim lahatir. Right, and realize there's pretty big stakes here, right? I mean, you could have to get rid of an entire, panel of the Torah here. So he writes that the afledas haposkim haosim mochek, even those poskim that prohibit the erasing amanas latakein lo asu kiim b'mochek va'achar kach mitakein. Even if you assume that erasing and then you're going to fix it is a problem, he says this might be better because this is because they only prohibited erasing when you're going to fix afterwards. Aval hicha devimechika gufa mitaken lo mikri mechika klal rak tikun. Right? That's not called fixing, that's not called erasing, that's only fixing, right? By erasing the vav hey of a yud kei vav kei when it's supposed to only say yud hey, so he says, that's all right, because that's writing the letter. You're preparing the letter, and you're not going to erase and then add anything onwards. Right? Even though here you didn't have a puzzle name, right? You just wrote in the wrong place. Shari limchuk, it's permitted to do. Miyuim kasav shem shalim miyoter b'sefer Torah, asher l'machko, v'ksas pasku asru, afilu liktor, afen l'chika guf, m'takin yesh l'chalik, b'in tikun sefer Torah, b'in tikun Oso Hashem. He says, however, if you...
Miyuto.
Oh, an extra shame of Hashem, meaning let's say I wrote Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, right? So it's the same thing. By me erasing the extra name, so I'm not adding on, then I'll be good as soon as I finish erasing, right? Still, that's Aser, right? That why in case of shame shall miyutar b'sefetar asur l'macho the ksas poskim asur afu liktor after mechika gufa metakin yesh l'chalik bein tikkun sefetar bein tikkun oso hashem. And you have to make distinctions. Fine, that's that. And there's also he doesn't describe here what that distinction is. A little further on in the same Piskei Tshuva, he actually quotes a Nod Yehuda that apparently they had these rooms in a shul where there were names of Hashem written all over the wall. So apparently the Nod Yehuda prohibited smoking in that room because he didn't want the names to be erased any faster than they had to be. So
he allowed smoking in other places.
Apparently, right. Apparently that... No, the precursor to prohibiting smoking later on. It's true that the Nod Yehuda is all over these Piskei Tshuvas. I'm not sure why he had a specific expertise or he just dealt with a lot of these questions. But the Nod Yehuda is constantly quoted in these sections. Okay, let's just get the Yud Tzokasav Kel Melukim or Yud K Mehashem or Shokasav Shem Ka Eno Nimchak Aval Shade Mishadai but Save Mitzvakos Nimchakim. Right, so if you have a something that would be considered a name of Hashem as part of a larger one, so that would still be a problem of erasing it. But if it's just a part of the name that's not complete and doesn't mean the name of Hashem, that would not be an isser of erasing. The Ramah comments here. V'chein, did I even go this far on the must have? Yeah. So and the Ramah adds on v'chein aleph dalid me'adunai o aleph hey me'ehyeh right v'yesh machmirim b'zeh those who are machmir on that v'ashem shekosvim b'sidurim beiz yudin v'achas al gavehen. Mutr l'machko imhu l'tzorech. But the two yuds that they write in the Siddurim, so that's not like a meaningful, that's not really a shame of Hashem, and therefore if there is some kind of need, you could erase it. Nidvaka os l'chaverta, however, this, and so I can make a, I would think maybe, I would not, even if the letters were connected to another one, that would be a problem. Meaning if there's a little bit of ink that connects in the yud, in the name of Hashem, so would that be, would I, am I allowed to erase the connecting ink? So the Machaber says, no, that would be okay. Nidvaka os l'chaverta ba'osios Hashem yesh l'gardo. That you'd be allowed to scratch off, erase. That if you have a little bit of ink on top of the name, also you're allowed to erase that in order to fix it. That's not considered erasing, that's considered fixing. Similarly, Hashem shel shem shechara nogas benaga im nogeya mamish ad sheniris keches mutter limchok. That if you have the name of Hashem, oh, you have the hey of the name of Hashem, where the leg of the hey touches the roof, the hey that's not supposed to be connected to the roof touches the top of the roof. So if it can totally connects it until that the fact that it looks like a ches, so then you'd be allowed to erase it. Olegara haregul otakna, valim nogea rak ma'ad, if only a tiny bit does, l'safik bedavar imutter. So then it's a suffik whether it is permissible or not. So I guess I'm not sure how you would resolve that, meaning it's either one or the other, I would think. I guess it would be a she'ilas katan as to what you would do. Now, I would point out, though, that in a mezuzah or tefillin, it would passel the tefillin under those circumstances, because if it was a ches, and by erasing that spot, you're now turning it into a hey. Essentially, you're writing it shelo kesidron, right? You're writing it not in the order because it was a ches, and now you're writing a hey or creating a hey. In which case, it would be possible. So that was, I think I quoted in this year. A couple of weeks ago, I had a mezuzah like that where it said mezuzot, but the two mem zayin zayin vav tuf. And the two zions were connected. One second, the two zions were connected by a tiny bit of ink. So that ends up being that spelled mechot, right? Mem ches vav tuf, because the two zions, when connected in the middle, turn out to be a ches. So in a sefer Torah, you'd be able to erase it and it would be okay. But in a mezuzah or tefillin, you're thereby creating a new letter, and therefore it's shelo kesidron. So I think there's a little bit left here, I think maybe now is the best time to stop, and we'll pick up next week. All right, Nick, you want to say Laila Tov to Sava?